Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Monday, June 26. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, four factors that are depressing real estate prices. Well, Wall Street likes to reduce everything down to its price. Your stock went up, you're doing well. It went down, you're not doing so well. And while it's true, like the economists say, that price contains a sum total of all available information, it is just a summary, not a complete overview. The Wall Street analyst who walks into an art gallery and declares that a particular Monet painting is worth $1 million has described its relative value, but has yet to see the consummate beauty that one gets from simply viewing the painting. Tomorrow, Wall Street will do it again, giving us the latest reading for the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. And if the analyst's predictions are accurate, the index will show that home prices have declined for the second month in a row by roughly 2%, if they're correct. But what has that told us? It does indicate that real estate is having a difficult time, but the whys and wherefores are missing. Here are four factors recently introduced that are depressing real estate prices today. The first factor is the drug culture and the associated urban decay. There is a vicious cycle occurring in many of our major cities. First, the druggies take over the sidewalks. Then follow filth, defecation, and crime. It causes customers to avoid shopping in these neighborhoods, resulting in shops and businesses closing their doors. The most vivid example of this cycle currently is San Francisco, where dozens of shops have shut down and left the city by the bay. The drug of choice for many users is fentanyl, an incredibly addictive substance that has recently gained popularity. In 2011, there were only 2,600 overdose deaths from fentanyl. 10 years later, the overdoses increased to 71,000. A startling increase of 273%. And it's had a predictable impact on real estate in cities nationwide, but especially San Francisco, where ODs are now rising while real estate prices are falling. In the latest report, real estate prices in San Francisco are down 12% in the previous 12 months. Now, the subsequent adverse factor for real estate was the COVID-19 pandemic, just 2 years ago. The mandatory lockdowns of non-essential businesses inflicted the most harm on real estate. It was the small, mom-and-pop shops that were hurt the most. You know, the kind you see in shopping malls and quaint village centers, the places that now have open storefronts and closing malls. Few realize how dependent those malls and shopping neighborhoods were on those little shops, but we need them now. And the loss is felt by the leasing agents who can't fill all that empty commercial space. The numbers showed that the lockdowns were the most devastating economic event in our history. The economy was plunging at a disastrous 30% for the second quarter of 2020. The empty spaces you see when you walk through most shopping malls tell you that commercial real estate is still recovering from that blow. And then, right in the middle of those COVID lockdowns, came the 1-2 punch of the George Floyd riots. Mr. Floyd died under suspicious circumstances while under arrest by the Minneapolis police. Floyd's death occurred on May 25, 2020, right in the middle of that disastrous second quarter. And just 4 days later, rioters in Seattle joined the nationwide protest. For the next year, the city of Seattle was plunged into civil disobedience. The protesters took over entire sections of that city. Areas were cordoned off and police not allowed to enter. The city had lost control of its streets. It was mob rule, plain and simple. It was also the beginning of the decline in real estate prices in Seattle. Seattle, along with San Francisco, has been the two worst performing real estate markets in the country over the last 2 years, with each suffering double digits declines in property prices. As if things weren't bad enough for real estate, the Federal Reserve stepped in and started raising interest rates. And the Fed showed the most severe financial myopia since the Great Depression. They could only see inflation, which they fought principally by raising interest rates. It didn't take long for real estate buyers to feel the effect. Monthly mortgage payments skyrocketed. So we began 2022 with a 30-year mortgage priced at just over 3%. 10 months later, by November, 30-year mortgages had doubled to 7% interest rates, finally settling back to 6% plus currently. Still, that's more than double the cost of a year and a half ago. Because most single-family homes are purchased with a mortgage, I suspect these higher mortgage rates will depress real estate even further. With these high mortgage interest rates, we've already seen a 30% decline in new home sales. So tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Standard & Poor's will announce the latest results for the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. And if Wall Street estimates are close, it will be a simple number, likely down 1.5% or 2%. But behind that number will be a bit of American history, a difficult times of riot, plague, urban decay, and higher interest rates, events that none of us will forget and which contribute to the price of real estate today. And that's the Value Side for Monday, June 26. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Rubel. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.